Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. As demolition of the East Wing of the White House continues to make way for President Trump's new ballroom, that ballroom project will be privately funded. And responding to questions about the speed of the demolition and the sources of funding, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said,
"The president has been incredibly transparent. I would reject any notion otherwise when it comes to this ballroom project. It's something he personally has obviously taken an interest into."
President pardoned one of crypto's richest men, the Binance founder known as CZ, who pled guilty to charges the company failed to keep criminals from using the platform. Changpeng Zhao has lobbied for a pardon and supports the Trump family's crypto venture. President Trump says he will not send troops to San Francisco this weekend after speaking to the city's mayor. An NBA player, Terry Rozier, and Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups were among more than 30 people arrested in an alleged mafia-backed illegal gambling ring. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. You may encounter a few sprinkles or a very light shower into your Thursday afternoon. Plentiful clouds, highs in the lower 40s, and a northwest breeze. For tonight, skies turning partly cloudy will drop back into the mid-20s. Mostly sunny near 50 Friday. Right now, it's 40.
98Q Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
On at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Looking back now, well, it makes me laugh. We were growing our hair, we were cutting class. Knew it all already, there was nothing to learn. We were striking matches just to watch them burn. Listen to our music just a little too loud. We were hanging in there with the outcast crowd. Heading to the rapids with some discount beer. It was a long train trestle, but we had no fear. T-shirts and our typically bad attitude. Had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young. Talked a good game when we were out with the guys, but in the back seat we were awkward and shy. Girls were a mystery that we couldn't explain, and I guess there are some things that are never gonna change. Man, I don't know where the time goes, but it sure goes fast. Just like that, we were wannabe rebels that didn't have a clue. And our rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitude. That we've done, we were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. 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 Yeah, I'm wishing we were older. Young. Hey, I wish it wasn't over. We'll be right back. Rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitudes. Had no excuses for the things that we'd done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young.
Country.
Well, I said, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. She's every when I want to live. She's everything to me in life that life can give. She's my water when I need a drink. She's the first thought in my mind each time I try to think. Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. She's everything in life I'll ever fingers when I want to feel. She's the only thing in life to me that's really real. She is love, she's all the love I know. She could kiss the ground in the winter time and make a flower grow. Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. She's everything in life I'll ever need. Let me tell you,
King George there, George Strait, 98Q Country at 210. It is our day of giving. Greg Gunderson is going to linger behind the scenes and handle all the technical stuff. So we are very thankful for that. We thank you for all of your pledges and donations. We're going to update that. Heckman Auction, Scott, $1,000 donation. Wow, just absolutely incredible. And the list continues to go on and on here, Robert. Just Linda with $10. We said every little bit helps. $10 or $1,000. William and Denise Furick with $100. And Rose's Wreaths. Jim Barber with $100. We got $500 from K&M Rides and Amusement. I think that's Chris Milbrandt down there, isn't it? K&M down there. Thank you guys so much. And we're going to talk more about the House of Hope if you're hearing this for the first time. And we are approaching 15,000. We're going to keep going, folks. Just because our goal was 15 doesn't mean we're going to walk out the door, because everything you give will be put to use The first 100 will be put to use just as the same as the last 100, if it's 20,000 or 21,000, whatever it may be. Robert Tuck, we have special guests. We have Denise and Mark with us here in studio. And good morning. We're usually on the morning show. Here I go. Good afternoon to both of you, Mark and Denise.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for coming in. So Denise, first let you go here. Talk about your relationship with His House of Hope and kind of how you are involved here, if you could, please.
Well, I'm a volunteer for His House of Hope. We mentored Dwayne, so he's been in the program, and we mentored him, and we really enjoyed him coming over to our house, and we would play games and cards, and he just brought us a lot of joy into our life, and he really taught us to pray at dinner. We never would pray at dinner. So he taught us that.
So you say mentor, and then people are just like, I don't know how to mentor. What's getting to need a degree to mentor? What you talking about? And then you said mentoring is him coming over to the house and playing games and teaching us how to pray at the dinner table.
That
kind of is mentoring, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think he mentored. I really think that it was both of us.
Yeah.
I think it was, he did a lot for us, and hopefully we did a lot for him. And he is marrying my daughter, Marie. They're going to get married in December.
Okay.
It was just, I think, hopefully a win for him and a win for us, too. So.
All right. Pray at the table, and then hopefully he'll do the dishes afterwards.
So yeah, he does. He's very helpful. Yeah.
No pressure.
That's coming, Dwayne. I'm warning if you're listening, all right? And Mark Distin is with us here. Mark, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, and talk about what His House of Hope has meant to you and your involvement there.
Well, I was asked to serve on the board of directors about a year ago, and I got to know some of the fellows, of course, Pastor Jason as well as Robert Knack. And my wife and I, Reggie, had moved up here from Whitewater about 20 years ago, and we'd been involved with a ministry down there, which was ecumenical in Whitewater, called Bethel House. And really what it was more of a house for a transitional living. People might have been burned out of a mobile home or something like that. And so it started before we got there, and it was involving, I think, initially just one house that somebody had bequeathed to the ministry called Bethel House, and it allowed two families to move in. By the time we left Whitewater, it had grown to seven homes. And so in the last 20 years, I suspect it's larger than that. But the point is, it was kind of on our hearts when we moved up to Phillips to get involved somehow with something like this, not really looking at something as far as recovery for men, but it was always on our hearts to try to get involved somehow. So I went ahead and joined the board of directors, and I'll tell you, it's everybody has a faith journey, but for my wife Reggie and me, it's been a marvelous opportunity to grow in our own faith journeys as Christians, and seeing the transformation with these young men as they grow in their own faith journeys and they go through the program, it's been exceptionally gratifying. In fact, it's the type of thing where I suspect somebody could write a book about it at some point. And I know I heard Robert and others talking during the day that there are six men living there, and the capacity currently is eight. However, I suspect that it'd be a nice problem to have, that if we could outgrow that facility and have to add on, so we could take on two or three times as many men who are in need of this type of recovery program. So it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, and Robert, we keep hearing about it. It's just every time we talk to Denise and Mark here, and I just continue to realize in my brain that it's about the young. It's about the men and their journey to shed addiction and move on to a quality life, but it's so much more than that. It's Denise, it's Mark, it's all the lives that are being affected around that. It's a bigger circle than I probably even realize that it is, right?
Oh, most definitely. The ripple effect is astonishing to see how many times these people will impact other people through the ripple effect. You know, just even the action of a person that's giving their heart to Christ and then going out and sharing that news, or just being able to be a worker at somewhere that needs workmen. I know a lot of our men are working at landscaping right now and helping out other people doing those things. So the ripple effect is astronomical, to be honest, especially with Denise and Mark here. They've been impacted hugely by these men already, and we're just starting.
Yeah. And did you think, like Mark, when you went into this, and Denise too, did you realize that, that the effect that it would come back to you on? I mean, did you realize that going into it, or did it take you to get into it to realize, wow, I'm kind of getting something out of this too?
Truthfully, I would have to say that was not even on our minds. However, I think as time goes on and we get more involved with the program and the program continues to grow, and we're going to have a lot more young men coming through the program and in fact becoming, which warms my heart, really strong citizens in our communities in Price County and contributors to everything. And hopefully, and I right now I've retired from my career last year.
You're too young. But I'm retiring, too young.
What happened when I turned 50 this year? but the point is, I'm back substitute teaching at Phillips High School, and I look at all these young people, and I blank in it, and you know, before you know it, they're going to be in their mid 20s or perhaps even 30, and hopefully many of them, if they go away, will become, I call them expatriates, coming back and digging in and you know, becoming contributors to the community. And so with these young men that are going through this program, I really, really hope that they become, they in fact dig in, raise children and put them in the school districts and everything else, and become part of the fabric.
Yeah.
So that's gratifying.
And Denise, you got a son-in-law out of the deal, so what the heck, huh?
Yeah, I think these men really do give a lot back to us. You know, I think that they're good guys, and they do have a lot to offer. They really do.
Yep, exactly. His House of Hope is what we're featuring today on the 98Q Day of Giving. We're going to give you some updates and thank some people for their donations. They continue to come in. You can go to hohphillips.org. That's a web page. If you've never heard of His House of Hope, it kind of has a description in there on what His House of Hope is all about. And if you feel called, so called to give, whether it's a buck or five or 10 or 1,000 or whatever you got there, everything in between has been done today. 715-762-3221. You can email us, WCQM@civicmedia.us. Civic Media app, a lot of people using that. You can shoot us your name and pledge and even bid items also through there. And Robert, it's Denise and it's Mark and it's people like this and volunteers that if they weren't doing what they're doing, what you're doing wouldn't be around, right?
Oh, no.
I mean, it's all got to come together, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's many fabrics woven together to create a blanket. And that's one of the things with His House of Hope. There's so many people. We've had, by the end of today, we'll have about 18 to 20 people, volunteers, that are coming in, or residents are coming in to this radio broadcast throughout the day. And that shows the gratitude that these people have towards the residents. And if you have any idea or any heartstring that is being pulled right now to volunteer, please do not hesitate. But reach out to me. There is somewhere where you could serve in this mission. Trust me, get in contact with me, and we'll find that out.
Yep, His House of Hope. Capturing men out of addiction to faithful success is a sentence that even an old guy like me can read and you can understand, and it's much more than that. So Denise and Mark, thank you for all the time that you volunteer for this to give back to the people of our community. We thank you for taking time to come in here. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You betcha. We'll have more. The Day of Giving coming up. Stay with us. We're all the way till 5:30. We'll have a complete total update of how much we raised so far coming up in just a few moments here.
Your favorite country artists with a local twist. Joel Karnick in the morning, Mike McKay in the midday, and The Drive Home with Greg Gunderson. Hometown Radio refreshed with 98Q Country.
Tell them all I'm on vacation. Say I went to visit friends. That you ain't heard or seen from me in quite a while. When they ask you where I've been, I tell them I'm out on the west coast. every dollar I have made. Tell them that I must be into something bad for me, 'cause I sure lost a lot of weight. I tell them I'm out on the road with some old rock and roll band, living like a gypsy.
Sang it to you every day. Would it ever be enough?
Florida Georgia Line, 98Q Country. It is our day of giving. We're here till 5:36 or so. McKay with the day off, and Gray's working behind the scenes doing all the technical stuff. So your morning guy, Joel, hanging out. I want to say a thank you to several different people who have stepped forward with donations just in the last hour or two. I'm not going to give amounts. I'm just going to give thank yous to all the people who have given us the okay to mention them. And anonymous is fine, too. Quite a few of those. Elk River Septic. Deb. Thank you, Deb. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, William. And Denise Furick. We thank you so much. We've got Rose's Wreaths with Jim Barber. K&M Rides and Amusement. Thank you, Mr. Milbrandt. We've got Michelle Cribby with the Cribby Custom Construction. Thank you. Dean and Mary, the Arbs. Linda Milbrandt, we've got Mitch Curtis. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Brett Schaefer. Thank you, Family Worship Center. Mr. Steve Jetland, the voice of Shawamigan Screaming Eagles and the Family Worship Center, thank you so much for your donation. Park Falls Hardwoods, Lakeside Properties and Management. Sue Bushman, thank you, Sue. Park Falls Knights of Columbus, Glass to Go, the Fifield Lions Club, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, all have made donations. Community coming together today. Terry and Ron Brendelin. I see Wes and Jody, the Delaskys, and also the whole crew at Remax and Phillips. The Phillips Yoga Group. Jeff Hakenham not only brought in a bunch of sandwiches that he claimed that he made, I think his wife may have. No, actually, he gave his wife credit. Jeff, Shirley Hakenham, thank you for your donation. Dennis Lenz. Karen down in Ogama, thank you, Karen, for your donation. Couple more. Connie, Carney Barhorst, along with Sharon, our very own district administrator Kyle Cronin, nice donation this morning. And we had a few people who threw a few bucks into the pot even before we started this morning. Dave and Becky Gressler, Joey Thomas, along with Lynn and Eric Can, and Ronald and Deborah Weinberger. Thank you all very much for your donations. Here's where we're at right now. All right, our goal was $15,000, and I show right now that if you add in the bid items that have been bid on so far, we are at about $15,700. It's a great amount. Now, what that means is that the $10,000 that was offered up as matching funds by the Seed and Water Ministries, Heath and the folks there, that, of course, will come into play. And we had another $2,000 anonymous matching, too. So we know that the matching funds are all in place. What we're asking you is we've still got 3 hours left in this thing. Let's not stop. Let's make this a life-changing day for His House of Hope and Phillips. Let's put them in a position where they're going to be able to sustain their future and maybe expand in the future. Who knows? I can tell you that Robert and Jason are just absolutely mouth-gaping overwhelmed at the support of the community for His House of Hope. And thank you, everyone, for who has bid. If you are unable to give today and you're saying, Joel, I'd like to, but I can't, that's fine. Shoot us a prayer, okay? And shoot His House of Hope a prayer. Or maybe you could volunteer by getting hold of Robert Knack. He'd love that with his House of Hope. The updated bids are all available for you on the website. We've got everything from guided fishing excursions to Action City all-day passes to Bader's Sports Center gift certificates, Dollar General, Preville Bank with a chair and a cooler, and some hot chocolate coffee gift basket from BW Paper Systems and Four Seasons. There's like 18, 19 items there. Those will be available for you to bid on until 5:30 today. Again, go to 98qcountry.com. Click on the big blue banner that says His House of Hope. At the top of the screen, auction. It'll show you all the items. It'll show you what the current bid is. If you want to up the bid, give us a call. Give us an email, wcqm@civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app, 715-762-3221. Let's keep the ball rolling. Let's turn an incredible day into a, oh my gosh, I can't believe awesome day. And let's keep the ball rolling here in our day of giving for His House of Hope here on 98Q Country.
Ben Stunkel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting ucnorthernwisconsin.com.
Ooh! Ouch! No one ever wants to hear those sounds, but if you do, remember this name, Wheelway Auto Body and Collision Center. They work with all insurance companies, from full-on crashes to fender benders. Only a qualified professional technician will touch your vehicle. They offer free estimates and won't leave you without a ride when your vehicle is in the shop. Wheelway Auto Body and Collision Center, taking a dent out of your accidents.
With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different.
Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with languages. But now I'm speaking French. Tout ça, c'est grâce à Babbel.
Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. You may encounter a few sprinkles or a very light shower into your Thursday afternoon. Plentiful clouds, highs of the lower 40s, and a northwest breeze. For tonight, skies turning partly cloudy will drop back into the mid-20s. Mostly sunny near 50 Friday. Right now, it's 40.
98Q Country.
If you want to drive a big limousine, I'll buy the longest one you've ever seen. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. If you want to own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Well, I'm a fool, fool for you. Take a while, but I'll prove it's true. Well, if it's loving you want, well, I've got it. If it's money you want, then I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. If you want to
across the ocean. I'll travel anywhere you take a notion. I'll buy you tall, tall trees in all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. And if you want to own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees in all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Yeah, I'm a fool, oh, for you. It may take a while, but I'll prove it's true. Well, if it's loving you want, then I've got it. If it's money you want, well, I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees in all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you.
If I leave you, what if I find somebody else and I don't need you? What if this goes south? What if I mess you up? You say, what if I break your heart in two, then what? Well, I hear you, girl, I feel you, girl, but not so fast. Will you make your mind up? I gotta ask. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? The sky falls, or the sun stops burning. We could worry about them. What if still the world stops turning, or I could kiss you? What if you like that? Well, we ain't ever gonna know unless we try it. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? What if I hurt you? What if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you? Damn. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? Yeah, what if I just pull you close? What if I lean in and the stars line up and it's our last first kiss? What if one of these days, baby, I go and change your name? What if I loved all these what ifs away? Away.
What if? That's hot.
Now scanning the country music playlist.
I feel like a lady.
Feel it coming on the way.
Good,
your next auditory experience has been selected.
98 Q Country.
I got my old guitar and some fishing poles. So baby, feel that cooler full of something cold. Don't ask, just pack and we'll hit the road running, honey. What do you say? I got just enough money and just enough gas. So pick a place on the map we can get to fast. Where the white sandy beach meets waterlight glass. And if the tide carries us away, baby, we'll run with it. Won't think about it too much. Baby, let's just go with it. Get out of this ordinary everyday rut. And if we get swept away by one of those perfect days when the sun is sinking low at dusk and wind up a little deeper in love, baby, let's roll with it. We get so caught up in catching up, trying to pay the rent, trying to make a buck. That don't leave much time for time for us. Ain't life too short for that. So open up that bag of pigskin you bought at the Exxon station the last time we stopped. And you can kick back, baby, and dance in your socks on the windshield to some radio. Think about it too much. Baby, let's just go with it. Get out of this ordinary everyday rut. If we get swept away by one of those perfect days when the sun is sinking low at dusk and wind up a little deeper in love, baby, we'll roll with it. Won't think about it too much. Sometimes you gotta go with it. Get out of this ordinary everyday rut. It won't be no thing if it starts to rain and we have to wait it out in the truck. Might wind up a little deeper in love. So baby, let's roll with it. Baby, let's roll.
Another ball cap on a bar stool underneath the PBR line. Saying everything under the moon to get you into my arms tonight. You probably heard it all a thousand times, but it ain't what it looks like. Girl, let me tell you what it looks like. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a chug bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. I gotta tell you, baby, I've been the kind of boy your daddy never wanted you to go and fall in love. Kind of boys you're probably done with their dumb shit. I bet you heard the stories and can't say I'm proud of that, but I've turned the page on the old me and now I ain't looking back. Cause you look like waves on a sunset and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a chug bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. Turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing. Missing you in the morning, probably for the next few years. When I look back on it, I'll still see you right here. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a chug bed, a little what
I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. Wind up missing you. Wind up missing you.
Who these guys?
My country.
Station.
98Q Country.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns. Down bar across the railroad track, I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone and think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your I think of two young lovers are running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart she'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Sad songs seem to say what I think, and it's heard inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only,
Brooks and Dunn there, 98Q, our day of giving for His House of Hope rolls on. All right, we're kind of retooling here a little bit. We've been so overwhelmed by the giving of our listeners in northern Wisconsin here to His House of Hope. Pastor Jason, it's been a rather overwhelming day, hasn't it?
Oh, that's an understatement, brother.
Yeah, we are sitting a little bit over $16,000 in pledges and bids on our items. So here's what we're going to do. Jason gave me a nod of the head that it was okay to do this. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you guys a chance to send us home. All right? All right? So we're gonna see if we can get to 20 grand and make this a day that really will just absolutely blow everybody's socks off. So we got about $3,800 to go to get to 20,000. If we get to 20,000, I will shut the mic off and we'll all go home and take a nap.
Hey, all right? I'm ready for a nap.
And we're done. We're out of here, $20,000. So if you're one of those people who lingers in the weeds and, you know, is thinking about making a nice donation and you're like, they don't need me this time. They don't need me. They made their goal. Well, you're back on the field. Put your jersey on there, Captain, because we're putting you back in the game here. So we're looking to get to 20 grand, and then we're done. We are out, and that would be with the matching funds, $32,000 for his House of Hope, which would be a game changer, Jason, right?
It would change the landscape of his House of Hope for sure.
Yeah, that would be something. You can pledge at 715-762-3221, and you can check out the bid items at 98qcountry.com. Email WCQM at civicmedia.us, Civic Media app. A lot of you have been using that. Some of you may have checked out the His House of Hope Facebook page. I think that's where you posted that video, wasn't it? Tammy Hastings
yes.
is with us. Hi,
yes.
Tammy.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good night. No, I say good morning. I'm the morning guy, see? But you used to do morning years ago, right. So understandable. You did a real nice video and had a chance to visit with some of the folks from His House of Hope, and I know the house there and the program is near and dear to you and Jason, right?
It really is. When Jason agreed to join the board, was it earlier this spring, I believe, and he had asked me would I be willing to come in and possibly help new ideas with fundraising, and having been in their position years ago, I said, I think the most powerful thing that we could possibly do is hear their own testimonies from their own mouth. And one of the things that doesn't happen a lot, and like even in the county board meetings, you know, that's open to public comment, people can step up and speak. And that's actually the most important things, is other people's opinions of their living situation. So if you can either go to His House of Hope. We also have the video on Price County events. Do you guys have it on CQM or not? It's not there.
I don't know.
Okay, easy to find. So you
honesty is terrible.
Yeah, but here's why I would direct you to that. Josh Sutton actually went to school with my son, Levi, and it's really amazing to me when you can ask, you know, why does one child go one direction and another child goes another direction, right? And so being able to sit down and talk to Josh about how he found himself in this predicament is really touching. And especially when you see the six men who live in that house, they're not just there rehabilitating. They're not just there getting off the alcohol or drugs. They're actually changing their lives. And I love how Josh says, when I said, if somebody wanted to donate to this, what would you tell them is a good reason to do that? And he said, because you're basically getting the riffraff off the street and you're rehabilitating them. And I can tell you this, at the county level, and I put this in the video as well. Over the course of 2 years, each of the inmates in there have been arrested 4 different times. So that doesn't work. It doesn't work to throw a person who started out lonely and turned to drugs and alcohol because they were lonely and toss them in a cell where they're lonely with, you know, if you want to clean something up, you don't stick it back in the dirty laundry. You clean it up. Put it in a clean place. Put it in a place that Christ has already covered with his blood and given this freedom to change from how we are into something we really wish to be. And if you watch this video, they want to be married and they want to have children and they want to own a house and they want to have these dreams that you and I have. And at some point in their lives, there was severe heartache and they turned to something to fill that. And just like you and me, you may be able to go home and turn to your mom and have that shoulder to cry on. You may be able to go home, sir, and talk to your dad and say, what should I do? But young men in this circumstance can't turn around to their fathers. Maybe their father is in jail. They can't, but they can turn to this community and say, I don't want to live on your welfare. I don't want to live on your tax dollar. I would like a one-time donation to bring me to a place where I can function alongside of you working in a factory, where I can function alongside of you picking my kids up at school. And I think in Price County, we can do that.
Exactly. Very well said, Tammy. And Jason's here. Jason, you're on the board of directors. I don't know if you planned on talking, but you're going to. talk about what it's like, what it's meant to you to be on the board of directors and kind of be a part of this whole process, Jason.
It comes down to the donors. The donors are the ones that are keeping it going, and it's amazing how God is providing for this this ministry here. And
yeah.
There's a group of great men that are involved, and it's amazing even watching what's going on today.
Yeah.
And it's not just today, it's every day that something's going on down there.
You know, if you don't mind, may I interview my husband for a second?
Yeah, no, go ahead. Go ahead. I'll sit back and relax.
And I'll say this, because I think a lot of times if you're a parent who watches your child involved in drugs and alcohol, you actually just give up. You think nothing's going to change this. The people in his life have such a bad influence. When I met Jason, he was a headbanging AC/DC rocker with a Zakk Wylde guitar and a bandana on his head, and I don't know if he was sober the day we met or not. But here he sits today on county board, on the board of this. Jason, this has been 10 years. What's it like to move from being drunk and on drugs every day of your life to running a business? How does that change happen?
It's absolutely amazing, number one. We don't do it by ourselves either. It's the church that picks you up and helps you do the walk.
Yeah.
And I was lucky enough to have a wife that was in the same boat I was, and to pick me up when I'd fall.
Yeah.
Yeah. And be there for each other.
Yep.
Well said. Well said. And a little AC/DC helps too. I mean, occasionally. You didn't give up the AC/DC, did you?
It's been a while since we listened.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Maybe,
yeah. Hell's bells, right. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right. Hey, maybe we'll leave that alone. There's some things you just got to take with you, right? So it's a great story. And Tammy, thank you for sharing the information. It's the community that pulls together, that keeps places like this rolling and building. And Jason, as mentioned earlier, Pastor Jason, we're looking to not only build the foundation of his House of Hope, but dreams down the line of expanding. Because when you told me that there were 8 beds in his House of Hope, the first thing I thought in the back of my mind was, I bet there's a lot more than 8 people that could use his House of Hope.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's the first thing I thought of right away. And I think you're probably well aware of that too, right, Jason?
We are. Yeah, and that's the whole thing. I mean, God's blessed us with a wonderful facility, you know, and I am not afraid of expanding, you know, as the Lord leads. But we have to make sure we got our feet underneath this before we try to run any further.
Yeah, there you go.
And the Lord's provided this far. You know, I have no doubt in my mind that he's going to continue. That's just the nature of our God. But we also want to wait for his timing, his provision, and just follow step with him.
Yeah. All our listeners out there, if you want to support His House of Hope, it's a great local way to support a local entity that is helping those immediately right in our area. All your money goes right to His House of Hope right here in Phillips. Give us a call at 715-762-3221. We are at about $16,000, and then there's a $12,000 match outside of that. So what we're looking to do is before 5:30, we're looking to get to 20 grand that is pledged and bid, and then we're going to shut the lights off and we're all going to go home.
Whether that's at now?
We are at just over $16,000.
We will pledge 1,000.
All right, Tim, thank you so much.
All right.
Tammy and Jason. All right, we need $3,000.
Can I tell you? I will tell you this. When Jason first decided to stop drinking and smoking, he said, with every dollar that we're not spending on that, can I buy a gun? And I'm thinking, okay, yeah, you know, you're gonna go through this process of, you know what, you're needing $500, and that'll be met quickly. Well, no, he meant every month. Can I buy a gun with that money? No, you can buy a one-time gun. So incentives are wonderful. Yeah,
fantastic.
The first year.
Yes.
Right.
Well, thank you so much to both of you. So the level has been set at about $3,000. We'll see how much they're annoyed by me. You know, $3,000 check right now. Someone can just send the morning guy home where he should be.
Can I add this in there too?
Yeah. No. Go ahead.
And anyone listening, even if you're a worker at a dealership, his House of Hope is looking for a vehicle. There's a vehicle that needs to be used when they take them to appointments or the different activities.
A passenger vehicle, yeah.
Correct. So if you have a way to do that, and we can do that donation in kind. So if you make that donation, it can be a write-off. Or if you know how to go about doing it or a local dealership that would be willing to facilitate that, please contact his House of Hope.